Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Des Moines Area Community College Vankirk Career Academy Director Eddie Diaz. So as area schools, of course, area high schools are getting ready for the upcoming school year. Also, colleges are getting ready for the upcoming school year as most students take the summer off, take a little bit of a break, and then get ready for the school year to start back up again in the fall. Now for the Des Moines Area Community College Vankirk Career Academy, the school year is about ready to start. So could you just walk us through a little bit about what's going to be taking place next week?
Yes. So we are starting our fall course offerings August 25th, pretty close to when most of our area high schools are starting there. So we're excited. Our offerings are mostly back to face-to-face, and we've had a lot of interest in some of our, not just our credit courses, but our dual enrollment courses that we offer for our area high school students.
Now, you kind of touched on it a little bit there. There's going to be the opportunity for those face-to-face classes to kick back up again. Now, of course, during the coronavirus pandemic, a lot of places have been offering that virtual learning for students to continue to learn, but also do it in the comfort of their own home. Now, in terms of what the Vankirk Career Academy is going to be doing, what is COVID-19 going to look like?
We went back to face-to-face for the vast majority of our courses. We did keep some web-blended virtual courses, online courses available for some folks. So some area high school students could still take opportunities of taking college credit courses via the internet. But as far as the building goes, we're going to maintain some of our policies on social distancing as best we can. We have not implemented anything with masks or vaccination efforts, but we're still able to adjust if things continue to worsen.
Now, kind of in terms of what you just mentioned there, you know, what do people need to know specifically before that school year and those fall classes begin on Wednesday, August 25th? What do people need to be doing right now to get prepared for those fall classes?
So the big thing is, especially for the adult students, is to make sure that you get enrolled. One of the benefits of community colleges is that we are able to enroll folks up until the day before classes start. So if you have not enrolled at DMAC for the fall, you can go to dmac.edu and you can go ahead and get enrolled. It's a very, very easy process. But for the area high school students, as you may know, we serve 8 high schools in our area: ACGC, ADM, DCG, Panorama, Perry, Woodward Granger, Van Meter, and West Central Valley. If they've taken DMAC classes before, we've had to reset their passwords due to a technical issue that we had this summer. So I would recommend they go to the DMAC website, dmac.edu, and make sure that their passwords work. And if they don't, there's a process to get them reset. And then the last thing is start making sure that they know their class schedules, are reaching out to their advisors or the Perry Center if they have questions, and just be ready to hit the ground running on Wednesday, August 25th.
As students are getting ready and they're looking through those classes that they're going to be taking for this upcoming fall college session, there are lots of programs here for the Vankirk Career Academy, including welding, as well as, you touched on it, the dual enrollment courses for high school students. Now, can you just walk us through a little bit with the welding program and the dual enrollment courses, kind of respectively, and what people can expect from those?
Yes. Well, we have welding both in our dual enrollment program there at the academy, and we also have it for our adult learners. Our dual enrollment, which is for the high school students, has a wait list. It's the biggest enrollment we've seen there in our programs. We have about 30 students that are trying to take those courses. We just had our orientation this week, and we're very happy with that turnout. So what we've done is we've decided to reopen our adult academy, and it's evening courses. So for folks that are already working, they just want to get some additional skills in welding, classes are Monday through Thursday from 6 to 9:30 p.m. There's a lot of financial aid available because this field is a very high demand. And even if they're not looking to make welding a career, these skills are pretty transferable to other parts of manufacturing. So if people are interested, they can reach out to our advisor. Her name is Connie, and her phone number is 777-6751. Again, her name is Connie. You can always call the DMAC Center as well here in Perry, but we're excited to be able to offer that for adults that might be working to get some increased employability skills. And then as far as the dual enrollment, I touched on it, but we have quite a variety of courses. We have the welding, which I mentioned. Our newest program is applied engineering, which is essentially industrial maintenance focused on electricity. So we have a full group of high school students for that program. We have automotive technology, which is introduction to that field. We have computer programming, criminal justice, liberal arts, pre-nursing. All of these courses are signed up at their local high schools with their counselors, and then the students travel to our academy to take those. So like I said earlier, we had a really good orientation night this week. Pretty good numbers. We're excited to get back to face-to-face classes.
With this dual enrollment where these high school students are able to take these classes through the Vankirk Career Academy here in Perry, you know, how important is it for high school students to get that jump on their college education while they're also doing their high school education at the same time?
I think it's very important. One of DMAC's phrases is life's calling. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't find their life's calling until much later in life. In my case, I was 25 when I figured out my path. What we're trying to do is give these young people the opportunity to find their life's calling while they're still in high school, get a head start on some college credit to reduce some debt, and ultimately decide if one of these academies is what they're going to be doing for the rest of their lives, or even more important sometimes, finding out if the path that they're on is not what they want to do as a career. So their high school counselors are a great opportunity for them to start finding more about how to getting enrolled, and hopefully we'll be able to get them in some classes this fall, if not for the spring semester.
You know, kind of just one last thing here. What should these students with the Vankirk Career Academy here in Perry, what should they expect from the upcoming fall semester for classes here in Perry?
Well, one of the things I mentioned to the students is that expectations are going up. First of all, they're college credit courses, so the expectations should already be up. But last year's pandemic forced our team to reconsider what we could do to be flexible with students, to accommodate students because of the stress of transitioning to online, because of everything that was going on with the world. But I think we're at that point now where we need to reset. We need to make sure that the students have very high expectations to get them better prepared for when they go to another college. So that's one. It's a college credit course. The rigor, the challenges are there. The other one is that we are a career academy, so we do have the small college classes. So they should expect to be able to communicate with their instructors when issues come up. And the last one is being flexible. We don't know what this fall semester is going to look like. We think we're going back to normal business as best we can, but we're able to transition if things change in regards to the COVID pandemic or anything else that comes up.
And that was our conversation with Des Moines Area Community College Vankirk Career Academy Director Eddie Diaz. You can find this story online at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.